At the National Farm Machinery Show, I'm visiting with Alex Booms. And Alex, what do you do for New Holland, first of all?
I'm a marketing specialist with the dairy and livestock customer segment, and I focus on mid-range tractors.
Well, we are standing by, I guess, a new product you got out here on the floor at the Farm Machinery Show. This is a Tier 4 series tractor. Tell us a little bit about it, first of all.
Yes, sir. This is a T4 110. All new model numbers for the new series being launched here that are Tier 4 final. It'll be a 90, a 100, a 110, and a 120. Moving to Tier 4B, the solution is being called a Echo Blue Compact SCR, Selective Cadillac Reduction, is what SCR stands for, and then a light CEGR, which is cooled exhaust gas recirculation, is what that stands for. So the greatest significance to us and the customer is the fact that we no longer have a DPF, which is a diesel particulate filter that would be commonly found on Tier 4A solutions, and we no longer have a regeneration process.
So what is it about this tractor that you think maybe makes it very attractive to the market you're trying to hit?
The market we're trying to hit is, our core market, our dairy and livestock producers, you know, our hay and forage customers, and the fact that, you know, no longer have to mess with the DPF or no longer have to go into that regeneration process, and they can keep working. You know, time is money, and that'll be of great significance to them. And it's a great all-around tractor, great haying tractor, great chore tractor, and versatile in a lot of different ways.
How about when it comes to, from a design standpoint, some of the things like the cab? I mean, do you have some... anything new that's being put into the unit in terms of, I call it user friendliness, that maybe is new to this model this year?
This cab on this model will be the same as the Tier 4A option, our Vision View cab. And as here at New Holland, we've prided ourselves on our ergonomics, and we also have the Command Arc console, which is more in tune and in line with their natural body motion, so you don't have to stress or strain to reach anything, which just makes it convenient and also gives you a greater comfortability when working long hours or in rough conditions.
Now, you've got it hooked up to something, and I know that fits right into this market. So let's just talk about that for a minute, because we got behind it one of your balers, I believe.
Yes, it'll be a Roll Belt 450 Silage Special, which was just launched this past year. So this is a Model 15 baler, and 40th anniversary decals on it as we are celebrating that. And it is a 4x5 bale, and Silage Special is designed for anyone trying to do baleage or, you know, heavy, wetter crops and things like that.
Have you had any feedback already from having this tractor out on the floor?
I think a lot of people have just wanted to know more or less what was new, because, like I said, we've gone from Tier 4A to Tier 4B, and the fact that we're no longer dealing with the DPF or the regeneration process, I think, is of greatest significance to both us and the end user.
Well, if they're not out here at the Farm Machinery Show, they're going to have to learn about it on agwire.com or somewhere. Or I know you guys are going to be out at other shows too, so I'll bet you this T4 will be on display somewhere else. Thanks, Alex Booms with New Holland, and thanks to New Holland for being the sponsor for our coverage here of this year's National Farm Machinery Show. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.